Cafe Society, with apologies to Hilaire Belloc, by Tina Paris. Do you recall the Cardoma, Kate? Do you recall those days? The dark aroma of coffee and kunzels, waitresses wearing mocha-coloured dresses, frilly aprons, silly bandos on their hair. Can you recall the Cadena, Zena? Can you recall the place where the coffee was hot but the soup was not? We could play another shilling for a special sandwich filling and we'd stand with our tray in a queue waiting to pay, wondering why we had bothered to go in. You are bound to remember the espresso bar, Brenda, with its faucets gushing coffee hot and sweet. James Dean on the silver screen just across the street. We were jiving to the music on the jukebox, Yankee Bobby socks on our never-tired feet. Never more, my friends, never more. Now Starbucks have opened their door. It can take half the night to read the list of delight, and we have to make our mind up between standard large or small cup. And now we're on a pension, then maybe I should mention we will have to forego meat to afford this dubious treat. And the kids who are a-sipping think we should be home a-knitting, and maybe they are right, I think they are. For the price of only a jar from the supermarket shelves, we can make it for ourselves. Café au lait any time of day. Or froth it with a fork, never mind espresso talk. Cafetiere, a present from Claire. Or add a little whiskey tot, and we've Irish on the spot. Drink it white or black, just sit back, we've got the knack of savouring the flavour in the bean.